Charles Francis Adams, Jr., grandson of two presidents and one of America's leading intellectuals and columnists, became a principal critic of the Crédit Mobilier, which became the greatest financial scandal of America in the 19th century. But when he became president of the Union Pacific in the 1880s, he would see things in a different light. It is very easy to speak of these men as thieves and speculators, but there was no human being when the Union Pacific Railroad was proposed who regarded it as other than a wildcat venture. The government did not dare take hold of it. Those men went into the enterprise because the country wanted a transcontinental railroad and was willing to give almost any sum to those who would build it. The general public refused to put a dollar into the enterprise. Those men took their financial lives in their hands and went forward with splendid energy and built the road the country called for. They played a great game, and they played for either a complete failure or a brilliant prize.